As their subtitles reveal, most of Churchill's biographers acclaim him as a hero. Isaiah Berlin's Mystical Tribute, A Portrait of a Great Man at a Great Moment. Jeffrey Best's Balanced Praise, A Study in Greatness. Martin Gilbert's meticulous volumes, including The Prophet of Truth and Finest Hour. William Manchester's virile adventure story, The Last Lion. Memoirs like Violet Bonham Carter's Intimate Portrait, Pug Ismay's Loyal Account, and Jock Colville's Reminiscences argue the same case. And of course, of all the mythmakers, no one did more than Churchill himself to construct the heroic Churchill. A torrent of facts proves their conclusions: that Churchill was a great man and the savior of his country, a far-sighted statesman, a brilliant politician, orator, and writer, a loving husband and father, a man with a few endearing faults, or if not endearing, excusable. No leader did more for his country than Winston Churchill. Brave, magnanimous, traditional, he was like a king general from Britain's heroic past. His gigantic qualities set him apart from ordinary humanity. There seemed no danger he feared, no effort too great for his limitless energies. Churchill's finest hour came in 1940. After warning for years against the Nazi threat, he rallied Britain to stand alone against Germany. After France and so many countries had fallen, and before the Soviet Union and the United States could be prodded into action, Churchill, with his tremendous gifts of eloquence, energy, and refusal to compromise, and with his colorful symbols of cigar, whiskey, and V sign, became an icon of courage and liberty. In the greatest conflict in human history, which consumed the lives of 55 million people, Churchill alone saved England and the world. But the famous triumphs of 1940 are just a small part of his story. Churchill burst into public life as a war hero and journalist and entered national politics at age 25. Within a few years, he was a leading English figure. In fact, the first Churchill biography appeared when he was merely 31 years old. In his 62 years in the House of Commons, Churchill held every major government office with the exception, ironically, given his tremendous influence in foreign affairs, of Foreign Secretary. This experience gave him an unparalleled grasp of the workings of Britain's civil and military machinery. Churchill's abilities weren't exhausted by political administration. His voluminous writings and speeches were of remarkable quality and influence. He was an accomplished painter, a fast bricklayer, an airplane pilot, a polo player, and a crack shot. He was also a devoted husband and loving father. The facts of Churchill's life are fabulous in their sweep, a pageant of English life. His earliest memory was of watching scarlet soldiers on horseback while his grandfather, the Duke of Marlborough, addressed a crowd in Ireland. India, primogeniture, the trenches, Windsor Castle, silver trays, labor strikes, puddings, rose gardens, lions, umbrellas. All these weave through his story. Winston Churchill was born on November 30, 1874. His father, Lord Randolph Churchill, was a gifted politician and a descendant of John Churchill, the first Duke of Marlborough and the greatest British general of the 18th century. His mother, Jenny, a beautiful, accomplished American, was the daughter of New York financier Leonard Jerome. From boyhood, Churchill had craved adventure, and in 1896, he sailed with the 4th Hussars to India. There, restless with a cavalry officer's light duties, he pored over works by Macaulay, Gibbon, Darwin, Plato, and Aristotle, as well as records of parliamentary debates and his father's speeches in a rigorous program of self-education. Impatient to make his name, to see action, and to earn money, Churchill also won assignments as a war correspondent. This began his career as a writer. Over his lifetime, he would write acclaimed books about military campaigns he'd seen, biographies, histories, essays, and even a novel, as well as innumerable magazine and newspaper articles.